You're a podcast, huh? Ambitious. I like it.
But as you're finding out, getting those back and forth to sound, you know, like an actual conversation. Well, let's just say it's a challenge.
Yeah.
And not just for you. Everyone's wrestling with this. Making AI sound truly human, that's kind of the holy grail right now.
It really is.
For this deep dive, we're tackling this head on. We're digging into why nailing natural sounding AI is so tricky right now. And more importantly, what can you actually do about it? Ready to unlock the secrets?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Perfect. So think of it this way. You're basically trying to turn a machine into like a seasoned radio personality. Someone who can riff, react on the fly, crack a well-timed joke, all that good stuff.
Right. It's a tall order.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So to figure out how to make this work, we got to understand what's going on behind the scenes. Why is this so difficult?
Well, at the heart of it is how AI currently grasps human language. We call it natural language processing, NLP for short. Throw in voice synthesis, which is how we get AI to actually speak.
Right.
And you've got these incredibly complex systems that, frankly, are still in their early stages. See, it's not just about getting the AI to string words together. It's those tiny nuances that make a conversation feel real.
Yeah. Like all those little things we do without thinking.
Precisely. Inflections, pauses, those and ahs. Listeners might not consciously notice them, but they absolutely shape how we perceive what's being said.
Totally. Like, I remember when I first started messing around with AI voice generators, I was blown away by how far things had come. But then you really listen in, and those tiny, almost subconscious moments are what give it away. You know, the way a human voice kind of dips after a question, or those almost imperceptible pauses. AI is getting better, but it's not quite there yet.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Those micro moments, they matter so much because podcasts, they thrive on feeling personal and authentic. Like, we're right there in your ears, you know? So if a co-host sounds like they're reading off a teleprompter.
Totally. It just kills the vibe. So robot.
Everybody knows.
People tune into podcasts to connect. They want to feel like they're part of a conversation, not a lecture, right?
Absolutely. 1,000%.
All right. So we've laid out the problem. But this is the deep dive, which means we don't just talk about the problem. We got to talk solutions, too.
Yeah.
Right. So what are some things our listeners can do to make their AI co-host sound less robotic and more, well, human?
I'm happy to share some tips.
Please lay them on us.
First off, never underestimate the power of good old-fashioned scripting. And I'm talking meticulous scripting. This is where you, the human, become the architect. Because the clearer your instructions are to the AI, the better it can respond in a way that makes sense.
Kind of like giving it a detailed roadmap instead of just saying, hey, get me to California.
100%. Think of it like this. You're basically writing a play, but one of your actors happens to be an AI. You got to craft those lines with precision and think about how they flow together to sound like a natural back and forth.
Makes sense.
And this is also where you can play to AI's strengths. Like, AI is amazing at remembering stuff and delivering lines consistently,
yeah,
right?
Totally. Never forgets a line.
Right. So why not design segments around that? For instance, you could have your AI co-host introduce a relevant fact or stat each episode. That consistency can actually help build a sense of persona over time.
That's really smart. Leverage those strengths. All right. So meticulous scripting. Check in that box. What else? There are a ton of AI platforms out there, each with its own quirks. Any advice on navigating that landscape?
Oh, it is a jungle out there. But seriously, it's all about finding the right fit for your podcast and your style.
Kind of like finding a human co-host, right? Personalities need to mesh well.
Exactly. Some platforms are better at emotional range making. The AI sound happy, sad, whatever the script calls for. Others excel at staying on topic and not going off on tangents, which, let's face it, can be a problem.
Tell me about it. Happens with human co-hosts, too.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've been playing around with Platform X myself, and I'm really impressed. It's not perfect, but the naturalness of the voice gives me a lot of hope for what's to come.
Yeah, the tech is definitely moving fast.
Speaking of the future, any predictions? What's your take on where we're headed with AI in podcasting?
You know, if you asked 10 experts, you'd probably get 10 different answers.
Fair enough.
But here's a thought. As AI evolves, are we going to have to redefine what podcast host even means? Because if AI can hold up its end of a conversation so well that listeners can't tell the difference.
Wow, that is a mind-blowing question. If you can't tell it's AI, it doesn't even matter. So much to think about. For our listener out there who's diving headfirst into the world of AI podcasting, just remember, you are a pioneer Seriously, this is new territory, so keep experimenting, keep pushing the boundaries. This tech is only going to get more and more sophisticated. Have fun with it. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the one to completely redefine what podcasting can be.
I'm excited to see what happens.
Me too. All right, until next time, keep those questions coming. This is The Deep Dive, signing off.